Reporting for FFA Today, I'm Hannah Borg. Joining me is Haddon Powell from Georgia FFA. He's a Star Farmer finalist in agribusiness. So let's talk a little bit about your journey in FFA and what brought you here today.
So I'm excited to be one of the four in the nation for agribusiness. And actually, my agribusiness started in high school when I first joined the FFA in my very first ag class. And we had to do this thing called SAE, a supervised agriculture experience. And for me, it was required, and for all my other classmates, it was required. But it turned out to be a very helpful tool in the end, and I've really enjoyed the long journey it's been. So my SAE is also my agribusiness, which is Powell's & Company, which is my very own business. And we specialize in landscape design, interior design, and floral design. So we have a large client pool, I guess you could say, all over the state of Georgia. I've been to pretty cool places doing pretty cool designs, and I'm currently at the University of Georgia studying landscape architecture. So my end plan, I guess, is to eventually become a landscape architect and design golf courses ultimately.
Okay, so let's back up. How did you find your interest in landscape and interior design?
So I've always enjoyed being outside. That's my passion. I cannot stand being inside. I like to enjoy the beauty that, you know, God created outside. So my grandmother, when she would keep us sometimes, she would have us out there working the flower beds. And for many people, that's like a punishment. But to me, I really enjoyed it, and I found my passion digging around plants outside. So,
how did you get your start in your business, and how did you start to grow your clientele?
Absolutely. So my business started in 2015, the end of it, Christmas time. And Christmas for us is also a very big time in the year. We decorate a lot of homes and stuff and prepare for the winter, winterizing the landscape and all that good stuff. So my beginning for my business started Christmas time, and we began making wreaths and stuff just, you know, for friends, family. And then where I live, it's a very rural portion of the country. And so, you know, we had to drive 20 minutes, 30 minutes to the nearest grocery store. And so word of mouth for me was the biggest way of getting my name out there for other people to know what I did. And so, you know, after one person sees it, they ask who else did it. And so that's the best way I've figured out, you know, word of mouth is the best advertisement. But we have social media. And we have a website now, and it's really grown my business for sure. I can definitely tell. And I have a broad clientele now due to that. So,
let's talk about some challenges that you have overcome to run your business successfully.
Plenty of challenges. I told my advisor the other day, I was like, I wish they taught this stuff to us in school, because I feel like it's so valuable, and so many young people like me do not know how to effectively run a business coming out of high school. I'm not saying the education we get now is pointless, but definitely could use some work in there. So challenges for me was definitely budgeting and learning how to market what I do, especially since I'm not actually selling anything. I'm more likely selling my service to somebody. So learning how to market and budget and effectively pay taxes and stuff like that has been a really big thing for me.
What about some successes that you had? Take a second to brag about your business, and obviously you're a finalist here, so let's talk what has made you so successful.
Yeah, so one of the main things that, if you know me, you know that I've been to the White House. So getting to go to the White House in Washington, D.C. for Christmas one year and getting designed for them was an awesome thing I got to go do. It was through actually my local extension agent, and then I had a meeting with actually our now Secretary of Ag, Sonny Perdue. And so him and his wife, they got us in, my business in, and we got to go and actually design for the White House in 2017, which was an awesome experience. Other than that, I think the other successful thing that I feel like is very dear to me is getting to learn and experience every single client I have and the different styles and tastes they have, and getting to know them on a personal level also.
I know you can't get here by yourself, so who would you like to thank for helping you become a finalist?
Absolutely. So I have so many people to thank for it. Obviously, God for getting me here, the great good Lord above, you know. Also, my great advisors, Doyle Floyd and Walt Parks. And then my gracious parents and family that always helped me along the way, been there for me when I needed them. And then everybody else who, they know who they are, they hear this. So thank you for everything they've done for me.
If your name is called, what will that mean to you to be the star farmer in the agribusiness category?
Absolutely. So if my name gets called, I just hope I live up to the expectations that either past agribusiness winners have done and maybe even, you know, one day own, continue this business and own it at corporate level or even higher, and reflect back on winning.
That was Haddon Paul, the Star Farmer finalist in agribusiness category. For FFA Today, I'm Hannah Borg.